Amen. I want to celebrate God and appreciate Him for His love and how He's been helping us. On our series, The Spirit of Wisdom, we are going to continue this morning. The Lord, by His grace, have opened my eyes to a few things we are going to be checking out this morning. The Bible speaking in 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 17 says, "Now to the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, the only wise God." And the Holy Spirit began to open my understanding and said, it takes wisdom to deal with the wise. If God be the holy wise God, you can't really enjoy much of Him if you are not wise. That's why the scripture emphasizes wisdom. From thy childhood thou hast known the holy scripture, which is able to make you wise unto salvation. If God be the only wise, if God is characterized by wisdom, it takes wisdom to relate with God. So you can be gifted and anointed. If you don't have wisdom, you will be limited in receiving from God. And that's why Solomon speaking, he said, wisdom is the principal thing. Because dealing with God takes wisdom, and wisdom becomes principal. Is the principal thing in all thy getting, get understanding. In fact, wisdom was personified in the book of Proverbs, chapter 8, and that is the person of Christ in shadows speaking in Proverbs, chapter 8. He said, "I stand on the street calling, I, wisdom, have come to bless men. I stand on the street shouting that men should come to me." Give me the book of Romans chapter 11 and from verse 33. Let me show you a scripture, very important. See, after me say, God is characterized by wisdom. All depth of riches and both of wisdom and the knowledge of God. How unsearchable are His judgments? Aye. If you look at the Message version of this verse, they have how deep and deep. Many of us will be surprised in heaven, because you will discover that we didn't know anything until we get to heaven. Yeah. What we have on earth is in fact. Bible says when we see Him, we come to a note that we didn't have before. There will be perfect knowledge, what we call perfect knowledge. It's the height of knowledge where nothing is hidden unto you. It is not all there is about the wisdom of God that we teach. It is what He wants you to know by time. And it amazes me at times when I prepare for sermons, I just say, no, that's not the topic I want you to teach. There's a wisdom by time, by season. To relate with God, you must be wise. To enjoy all there is in the kingdom, you must grow in wisdom. Even Jesus, the Bible speaking in Luke chapter 2, the last verse, the Bible says He grew in stature and in wisdom. The Bible prophesying about Him in Revelation chapter 11 from verse 2, he said, "And the Spirit of the Lord shall be upon Him." What is that Spirit? The Spirit of wisdom and understanding and knowledge, and the Spirit of the fear of God. And as soon as He came to us, the Bible says He increased in the capacity of that wisdom, in the spirit of that wisdom. He increased. He handled matters so much. The Bible says, "And certain scribes or Pharisees came to Him and said, 'What should we pay tax to? Should we pay to Caesar or not?'" looking for how to trap him. Everyone who is setting you up to trap you, the wisdom of God will elevate you above them. Yeah. If you are the one I'm praying for, let your name be louder. Yeah. Should know, the Bible spoke about the children of darkness of this world. The Bible said they are wise in their generation. You must be wiser. Many of you, you have been robbed by the children of darkness, even in business, because you didn't display the wisdom of the kingdom. You came down to their level to relate with them. So if you come to their realm, they are wiser, the Bible says, in their realm. Some of us have engaged with them in relationships, in different kind of relationships. You must go above them. Glory to God. All the steps of the riches of both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments? This is why the wise of this world cannot interpret the mind of God. It's too deep. Lately I was watching on the internet. The man that is a world-class celebrity, as far as literature is concerned, won a Nobel Prize in literature, was publicly saying he belongs to a confraternity, and he said his son belongs. He was proudly defending it. This is the wisdom the world celebrates. And I saw people's comments, and I said, ah, that's Wole Soyinka for you. I give it to you. The simple wisdom of salvation he didn't have. How unspeakable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. And I love one of our hymn songs that say, Ichile lorono, lorono, awama, isile. That you accepted Christ, something was opened up to you. That you heard the gospel and say, I believe. It wasn't ordinary. It was the level of wisdom the Holy Spirit interpreted in your heart. Were you there when Jesus died? No. We're not there when he resurrected. For no man can say that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Ghost. So the Holy Ghost brought into you the wisdom that the world did not have, and you believed. And by the wisdom of faith that translates into righteousness, you believe. The Bible says, it is to the world foolishness, but to us, it is the wisdom of God. Glory to God. And so, come on, let me show you verse 34. Good spirit. For who has known the mind of the Lord? Who has been his counselor? Who can advise God? Who know? Who can interpret the mind of God? This is the question I'm putting to everyone listening to me. Who can interpret it with for your own life first? Before you can start interpreting his will for a generation, interpreting his will for your life. And as I began to meditate on this topic just this morning, the Holy Spirit began to speak to me. He said, it takes wisdom to interpret the mind of God for a life. And that's why you see people live in this world, some 80, some 100, but never come into the will of God for those years. They had money, they built houses, they bought cars, but they were far from divine will. Lack of wisdom. All there is in life is not about the accumulation of material properties. Yeah. There's what we call the will. Thy will be done on earth. There's the will. That only through wisdom you can, it is wisdom that can orchestrate your mind. And when you start walking in alignment to his will, for the world, it is called foolishness. you are foolish. How can you resign your job and say God called you? How? Tell me. How is it that 6 months of your wedding you heard call? It's not call, it's missed call. But you are trying to navigate a path that is not common to the reasoning of men. For who has known the mind of the Lord? Logic cannot navigate this path. Science cannot navigate this path. Wisdom. The wisdom of the Spirit. Who has been his counselor? You know, there are people who talk and reason with God at a level. At a level where God has brought them to a level of revelation like Paul, who speaks on behalf of God. He will be writing, I will be telling you this. He became an authority in the epistle such that if he's speaking, he's speaking like I'm talking God's mind on this matter. At times he will say, I speak as a man. Meaning every other thing I have said apart from this, I am speaking God's mind. For all who had first given to him, and he shall not reap, he compares unto him again. Let's look at the last verse. For of him and to him and to him are all things. Did you hear that? Are you hearing it like I'm hearing it? For of him and through him and to him are all things. To whom be glory forever. You can't do anything relevant as far as the kingdom is concerned if you don't navigate the mind of God. Don't find it. And that can only happen by wisdom. Because it takes wisdom to relate with the wise. One thing God does not pamper is foolishness. God does not pamper ignorance and foolishness. That was why the scripture say they perish. God saw them when they were perishing because they chose not to know. It is what you should ask. Why will God then rescue them? God does not pamper fully. You can be anointed and be foolish. You will die in your foolish. I've seen people. There was a prophet those days in Port Harcourt I heard about, who fasted for how many days? I can't remember. And fasted to death. People say, but God, he was fasting to you. No. He was not fasting in wisdom. Praise God. Now, let's go to Isaiah 11 from verse 1. Let me show you something there. Isaiah 11. I pray for someone today. The wisdom is that is enough for you to interpret God's agenda for your life. If you are the one I pray for, let me be the loudest. To the level of your exploit in life, to the proportion of the exploits you are operating in life, for the degree of the impact you are making in life, is how much of the spirit of wisdom that has enabled you access the mind of God. How much you have grown in God's wisdom that has enabled you access what is God's will for me for time. Some of us come into it and drift out of it. Yeah. Some of us come in, you are functioning, and sometimes you drift out. When your intimacy with God is, it happened to Solomon, it happened to David. Who can ever believe that David, that has such level of intimacy with God, could kill a man and sleep with his wife? He drifted out divine purpose. David a man with stone. How can you throw stone? People to a boy, just carry stone and say, I will kill you. People will be laughing at you. He said, what is the arm that you want to do? He threw a stone to a giant. Killed over 1,000 Philistines. But he drifted out. He was supposed to be in the will of God at the battlefront. The Bible says, at the evening, when he woke up from bed, And so he came out while he was looking around. He saw a naked woman. Naked women have been doing evil for long. Nudity has brought great men down. Can I talk to you? It is wisdom to know your weakness as men generally. The weakness of a man is in eyes. Every man. That was why Job said, I have a covenant with my eyes not to behold a lady lustfully. You are anointed, you still have a weakness. You are gifted, you still have a weakness. You are spiritual, you still have a weakness. Every man, listen to this. It's a wisdom you must learn as you begin to come to puberty and maturity. That's your weakness. Accept it. You are anointed, accept it. You are gifted, accept it. Your weakness is your eyes. And that's why the devil is putting nudity on everything, even on the phone you buy. Because that's the way to bring men. It's a path the devil has treaded for long. And has, he has brought down men on that path. Great men. So as David came out, he was supposed to be in the battle. He drifted away and he saw Beersheba. And the Bible says Beersheba was beautiful. And he sent for her. Now listen to me. At home, he had women, not one wife. He had women. And that's why a man that cannot stay, I don't know why I'm going this far, but it's for someone. A man that cannot be contented with one woman will not be contented with them. And that's why adultery has a chain reaction. If you see this one, they sleep with her, you will never be satisfied. If one can't satisfy you, if he cannot, it's either one satisfy you or every woman you see, you want to take from them. So don't even say, let me just do this once. You may never come back. You may never come back. So it is wisdom for a man to know that his greatest weakness is his heart. So, wives, help your husband when he's driving. Help him to guide what he sees. Say, Daddy, we're feeling a woman. Morimoto Kali. Wisdom. The Bible says, he slept with the woman, he replicated her. And her husband, he drifted off. Wisdom makes you stay in the will of God all the time. You are in touch with the mind of God all the time. Now look at this. Isaiah 11. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. This is prophecy of the lineage, the human lineage of Christ. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. Now, he now said the Spirit of wisdom, they are not different spirits. The way the King James is as if the Spirit of the Lord is different from the Spirit of wisdom and the Spirit of it is the same Spirit. He's just saying, let me put it this way. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, which is the Spirit of wisdom, and it is the same Spirit of understanding and of counsel and might. Now, do you remember in Romans 11 that we read, he said, who can be his counselor? Meaning, who can reason with God? So, wisdom brings you into a mind, a God class kind of mind. There are people on earth like that who have such mind that can accommodate the thoughts of God. And God knows such people. when they speak for time, they are speaking the mind of God. Bible says, in the lips of the wise is life and wisdom. When the wise speak, he speaks life. Why? He is speaking God's mind. And so, wisdom helps you to interpret God's mind for your life per time. Not only per time, for every phase of your life. What is the mind of God for my relationship? This is where many people miss it. Having sisters and brothers who did well, interpreted God's will for their life in ministry, they interpreted God's will for their life in business, but when it came to marriage, they missed out. Wisdom helps you to have all-round success in everything. In marriage, you are successful. In ministry, you are successful. In business, in everything. Everything. The talk of excellence and success in everything. The spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and mind, and the spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. These are the things that work parallelly with wisdom. You can't have wisdom and lack understanding. It's not possible. You can't have wisdom and lack knowledge. You can't hear that this man is wise, but he doesn't have understanding. What statement is that in literature? It's an irony. No, it's oxymoron. They are contrasting. You mean of alliteration there? The spirit of counsel and might. A man cannot operate in wisdom. If you see that, look at how that scripture started. And the spirit of the Lord rests upon him. Started by saying the spirit of wisdom. So you can't keep, you can't have wisdom and keep understanding. If a man is wise, it means he has, look at Proverbs. Proverbs 4 verse 7. Wisdom is the principal thing. In all that get. So what's the relationship now? It means you can't have one and not have the other. The spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might. If this thing is not about stature, there's a might of the mind, there's a might of the spirit. Where you pull things that the trunk of this world can't pull. And the spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. Now remember, the Bible says the fear of the Lord is the beginning. So the entry level to the school of wisdom is the fear of God. So you can't say a man is wise and he lacks the fear of God. It's not possible. You can't separate it. You can't say this person is wise but he doesn't fear God. How is he wise? That is the entry level. And I remember I told you, I said the fear of God is not a reaction to thunderstorm or lightning. I fear God. Look at this thunder. That's not the fear of God. The fear of God is having reference, putting premium on God's word, respecting His principle on every matter in your life, putting His mind first on the matter. That's what we call the fear of God. So you can't say somebody is wise, but he doesn't fear God. It's not possible. It's contradictory. It's contradictory. Hallelujah. Verse 3. And now, you remember this prophecy of Isaiah is about a person. How many of you remember? This spirit rests upon a man. And when he came up in the synoptic, the word marveled. In Mark chapter 6, the Bible says, they marveled and said, they were astonished. And said, what manner of wisdom is this? I was talking about how the Pharisee or the scribes came to him and said, who should we pay? Should we pay tax to Caesar? And look at the wisdom. And he said, okay, get me the corn. And he brought out the corn. And he said, who is on this coin. They say Caesar. He said, give unto Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and give to God. And I read in that scripture, I'm sure it's that place. He said, and from then no one ever questioned him again. May you have a love of wisdom that will keep your enemies quiet forever. The reason there is all kind of voices against the church in Nigeria is because we have not operated at that level yet. Where somebody will not be able to challenge the integrity and the exploit of what we are doing. In fact, we have had a lot of mixed multitude among us in the church today. People celebrate mediocres in the name of men of God. They put them on Facebook. Let me not mention it. But you all know this man who carries somebody in the name of healing. Somebody is sick, comes to your church for healing, and you carry him and hit him on the floor. And you see people celebrating. Say, oh man of God. Oh man of God. I'm sure his dream was to be a wrestler. And that was his part in life. But he converted for ministry. So he became a wrestler in ministry. The weapon of our warfare is not Moses. Praise God. Now look at the Bible speaking here. Isaiah didn't just prophesy that he was going to have wisdom. Isaiah said he was going to interpret the mind of God by that wisdom. And now look at verse 3. He said, and he shall make of him quick understanding in the fear of the Lord, and he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes. He will see like God is seeing. How many of you remember in 1 Samuel 16 when Samuel went to the house of Jesse to appoint a king or anoint a king, and he saw Absalom, but no, what's the name of this brother of the eldest of the house, Eliab, and he saw that he was tall, huge. And why did he make that mistake? That was how Saul looked like. Saul was taller than every man in Israel. So looking at that trend, some think, okay, it's like God likes choosing taller people. So as soon as he entered and saw the tallest in the house, he said, this must be the king, because he's king by. I don't choose men by size. Now, what is wisdom? I defined this the day we started. I say wisdom is God enabling you to see how he sees things. Capacity to see how God sees, to interpret matters how God interprets them. So here the scripture is saying he will interpret matters not with physical understanding. Anywhere the Bible is talking about eyes, it's talking about understanding. That the eyes of your understanding may be enlightened, that you may know. He shall not interpret. To judge means to analyze and interpret. When a judge wants to judge a case, he analyzes and interprets the case before passing his judgment or making his decision. So, the Bible speaking here that by this wisdom, Jesus will interpret, not with ordinary eyes. Everything that is happening has another place that you must see, that is not visible to the physical eyes. Some of you, the issue in your marriage, you are looking at it from a physical perspective, but it is not. The issue in your business needs a wisdom that the physical eyes cannot see. Neither reproof after the hearing of his ear. It is wisdom, sir. I was hearing a woman of God was sharing her testimony that when her husband met her, he didn't have anything. In fact, I remember one man of God, I heard his testimony, he's a great man of God now. I mentioned his name, you all know him. When his wife visited him the first time, he was using blue band to eat bread and to rub his body after taking bath, blue band, or multi-purpose blue band. multi-purpose. And she had a suitor abroad. It takes wisdom to see. Because even you know if someone who is ready made, he has car, he has house, his family is rich. Somebody here using Luban. It takes wisdom to make such kind of choice. The word we say, are you foolish? Can't you see the difference? But it is wisdom that sees beyond the now. She saw purpose. She didn't see material. And she married him. And let me tell every young lady listening to me here, every sister, be wise. The deception in this world, if you are not here, will make the anointed suffer like a destitute. Ask these sisters who were vibrant for God, but didn't see how God was saying when it comes to choosing their marital, their partner. They saw how the word was saying. As soon as they say his parents are abroad, no, he said to Oluwaloshi. And people know how to lie their way now around things. Deception. Some people got married and said, no, this was not what I saw. The devil wanted you to see something, and you saw what he wanted you to see. The same thing applies to brothers. It takes wisdom to make marital decision, even as a brother. It takes wisdom. Because you see a lady, everything is, you know, everything is just there. Everything. But listen, there's something you are not seeing. May you see it. And at least you will see, you will run away. Come up by the more. Praise God. And you shall not judge, you shall not interpret matters after the sight of his eyes. Neither reprove after the hearing of his ears. Talking about natural eyes and ears. Go on, verse 4. And righteousness shall be, and with righteousness shall he judge the poor, and reprove with equity justice for the meek of the earth. And he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. Praise God. Let me show you one more scripture. Daniel 12 and from verse 3. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake. Now, give it from verse 3. Okay, don't worry. And some to everlasting and some to shame and everlasting contempt. Now, this is the destiny of the world. Daniel prophesied what will become of the world. He said, and they shall be. Okay, verse 3. Look at verse 3 now, very important. He said, and they that be wise. Now, this, I'd like you to follow me very, very carefully. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament. And they that call many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. As the stars for. Now, these are two different reward systems. Number one, the second part is saying those who engage in evangelism will be celebrated, will be rewarded. Now, the first part is saying those who display wisdom on earth, their wisdom will give them a place in heaven. I'm going to read it again. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament. They that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament. They that be wise. Can I have it in the message version? Or I read it from here. Glory to God. Are you blessed this morning? 10. I'm reading from the Message version. It says, men and women who have lived wisely. I'm reading the Message version. Daniel 12 verse 3. Women who have lived wisely. Meaning after this is a reward that will happen after we are gone from here. You know, he was now referring to the earth, that those who live wisely on earth. Are you getting it now? The men and women who have lived wisely and well will shine bright brilliantly like the clouds. Star strength, night skies, and those who put others on the path of life will glow like stars forever. Shout hallelujah. And so the reward of wisdom does not only last here. Why? The decisions you will make, we have a need for you even when we get to heaven. How? Do you remember the Bible says some people will have their works born, but they will make it. So how can you as a believer serve God all your life? What will make your work to be born? I'm sure it shouldn't be safe. It should be fully. When you walk where you shouldn't walk, I tell people the decision to attend a church is not the ambience. There are people who are serving God in the wrong place. They are in labor, they put in their money, they put in their time, their whole lifetime for serving in the wrong place. Serving where God is not. It is wisdom to choose the right church because it can determine how you will live your life. I was sharing with my wife lately. Say, I remember years ago when somebody who is married, where I grew up, I'm sorry if they are listening to me, but it's the truth. When somebody who is married impregnates another lady in church, the naming ceremony will be done in church. So if the wife is now saying, it is not the elders that will now go to the woman and say, carry kako. Ah, nearly Bajeluru Kodis. I'm telling you what I know. The people that should discipline the man and say, what have you done? Say, this is wrong. I was telling my wife, I said, in discipline, you can't be spiritual and be indisciplined. The two can't work. If somebody is spiritual, he must be a disciplined person. And so I said, indiscipline is one of the problems. My wife always says something, thank God that we are not there. No, thank God. Now, it wasn't God that forced it up, it was our choice. There are people who were taught what we were taught, but made their choice. A man of God called me lately, he started his ministry in Akure. He said, when people come, some of them leave. They leave. Now I said, no, you are not sent to everybody. I knew that for long. So when there were three people here, I preached to us as if there were 3,000. Because I knew I was not sent to, I was not bothered who come, who didn't come. It's their choice, it's not mine. God will tell you this is your church. It is your choice to come. And he now told me, say, when they come, they say, well, if I want to attend CNS, let me know I'm attending CNS. This one that doesn't look like CNS, it doesn't look like Pentecostal. And I said, praise God. I said, you don't have what they are looking for. Stay with the word. Those who want what you have, they will come. Stay. I told you, stay with the word. Keep teaching. Just keep teaching. Just keep teaching the word. Abella, one wa o deni. Praise God. So look at that level of indiscipline. I like to live a life where my children will grow up and say, I want my life to be like this. And it takes wisdom to live that. To live a legacy, it takes wisdom. It takes wisdom. where your children can say, may my life be like the life of my father. That's a great prayer. Some of us cannot hear pray that prayer. It's a cost if you pray it. If you dare pray that kind of prayer, you only pray for him that God help you. So choose to be wise. Leave a legacy for your children and for everyone that looks up to you. Now let me close with this. Exodus 31 and from verse 1. Glory to God. The Lord also spoke to Moses. Verse 2. Look, I have appointed by name Bezalel, son of Uri, son of Hur, and of the tribe of Judah. Anointed him what? I have filled him with God's Spirit. Give me the King James Version, verse 3, the King James Version, verse 3. I have filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom and understanding and knowledge and in all manner of workmanship. Now, why did God fill him with wisdom? Why did God fill Bezalel? Bezalel was a worker. If it was to be a present day church, he was a worker in the church that Moses was pastoring. Now, God gave Moses a revelation of his will. Moses couldn't achieve it alone. He now, his own is to receive the will and explain to Bezalel. Bezalel will open by the wisdom of God and interpret it into what human being could relate to. Now, when I read this scripture, I saw beyond synagogue or the temple. What I saw here is that Moses has the anointing and Aaron, but the anointing is not enough to interpret the mind of God. It's not enough. So God had to put the Spirit of wisdom in another man, such that the anointed and the wise can together interpret the divine will of God on earth. So when Moses sees it, he will come and say, this is what I saw. He says, no, God, I know. Don't worry, I know what you saw. As soon as he opened his mouth, he will just take the wisdom to craft the mind of God into things human beings will be blessed with. He had that wisdom to craft. The man sees the vision. He interprets the vision. So Aaron anointed, Bezalel anointed. Aaron a priest, Bezalel a workmanship. I wish. And I want to tell you, beloved in the Lord, probably in our next teaching, I will further look at the things here, very important. You know, how God can through wisdom make you an amazement to your world. Your world means you could be in fashion, you could be in ministry, you could be in any walks of life. By wisdom, you'll be a difference. Thank you, Holy Spirit. As you bow down your head, can you talk to the Holy Spirit? Say, Holy Spirit, let your wisdom increase in me. Let me walk strong in the spirit of wisdom. Thank you, Father.